Hello, and welcome to Mr. America, The Bearded Truth, covering political and social issues one liberty at a time, with entertaining insights of current events and important discussions on topics that affect us all, shining the torch of liberty and brightening the future by bringing libertarianism into our everyday life. And now, your host, the friendly neighborhood libertarian, Jason Lyon, Mr. America, The Bearded Truth on Muddied Waters Media.
Hello, everybody! So glad you're here. So glad to see you all here on this wonderful, beautiful December 30th, 2020. So we're finishing off the year tonight. I've got a guest. Give you a little sneak peek. There he goes. It is the one and only Spike Cohen. He's coming on tonight. We're going to wrap up the year. We're going to discuss the great things that happened this year. And we're going to discuss, of course, some of our thoughts about what's coming up in the future that you guys can be a part of, that you guys can help sculpt the future of America and everywhere else. I'm so excited to be here today. I hope you guys are as well. So I got to give a couple thank yous before we get started. Of course, thank you to each and every one of you who've come into the stream already, who've shared this out, because your friends, your family, and your enemies all need to see this stream, because why not? Why not? Thank you to Nate Luke for the hold music. And of course, thank you to Brian and Jenny for the intro that we use on this episode and every episode of Mr. America, The Bearded Truth here on Muddied Waters Media. It's the first time that Spike Cohen's got to hear that intro music live, because my audio guy has been terrible historically and never could figure that out. So excited that he get his thoughts on that beautiful voiceover. But also, got to give a couple thank yous, of course. One of those being to the one and only Kelsey Lyon, KelseyLyonDesigns.com. If you guys are looking for somebody who's going to take your brand, your logo, your company, your campaign, whatever it is, take it to the next level, you got to reach out to Kelsey. She's going to hook you up with all of those things. And then on top of that, she's going to give you business cards, publications. She's going to help you with your social media campaigns. She's going to help just take you to the next level. So head on over to KelseyLyonDesigns.com. Use the code Bearded Truth. She's going to hook you up with a discount. And if she doesn't, let me know. I will handle her. I'll give her some kisses and she'll get you you'll get some discounts for that. Also got to give a shout out to a wonderful friend of the podcast, to Dwayne Lester, who started up his company Liberty Chic, liberty-chic.com. Head on over there. You're going to look for household decorations, goods to you can hang on your walls, in your cars, put it throughout your life, and it's going to give that subtle libertarian twist to everything. Everybody's going to love it, because Happy New Year, Happy New Year, taxation is theft, Happy New Year. Who doesn't want that on their throw pillow? That's right, boys. You can get something for your wives. She'll love it. You'll love it. We're spreading the good word that taxation is, in fact, theft. So get on over there. Use the code libertychic.com/discount/bearded truth. Get a nice 10% discount. It's going to be fantastic for you guys. Use the code Bearded Truth. You get a nice discount, and you're supporting a fantastic advocate for liberty. Spike loves him. He's teaches people all across the country for all the right reasons. So without further ado, let's give you another sneak peek. There he was.
That's my new. I want to start a show again, just so that like I'll be like, we have a new guest, and then just. But not yet. And then, yeah, no, I love it. Hey, man, thanks so much for having me. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm so excited to end the year on this. Technically, the year ends tomorrow, but I'm excited to end the year with you on this, Jason. So don't call me tomorrow.
Don't call you. I'm calling you first thing.
You. So, Spike. You'll be leaving a voicemail, and I'll call you back on Sunday.
Okay, first question for you, Spike. Pick a number 1 through 501.
420.
Nice. Not as quite as nice as 69, but still nice.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
What kind of a ring is always a square?
What?
A boxing ring. For you. All the people at home, if you're looking for fantastic dad jokes, you gotta get the ultimate dad joke. one of the many.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We are having technical difficulties.
Oh,
it's not. This isn't. Hello,
Oh. You gotta get the paper crumpling.
Something's not working right on it, so I gotta go. This is. Oh, it's a what? A fire? Oh, thank you. My wife just told me there's a fire.
Best show. Best show in the history of Muddy Waters Media happening right before our very eyes. I'm not even going to bring up a trillion cliches that every dad will do, whether they like it or not.
To you. Like, why would
someone... I won't even... Well, this was Tom Pikasov.
This would be like someone buying me drugs or something. Like, you know, like I'm a recovering drug addict. So, I mean, this would be like... This is a terrible. This would be like this isn't good.
So this one made me think of you because these are all like checklists that if you've done these, you check it off, you get a witness to sign it. Like these are official documents, but immediately change the font size on your phone to the largest possible setting. I definitely thought of you because you were not born in the late 1900s. And,
okay, so first of all, I didn't understand what you said. No, hold on. When I picked 420, say that again because you said it and I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Not as nice as 69, but still nice.
No, that part I heard. The actual setup to the joke.
Oh.
What's something ring?
What kind of a ring is always a square? A boxing ring. You picked a terrible number. I'm sorry, bud. Like
okay,
this is
no, okay. Let's go.
This
with
was like choose
then.
Your fate.
Let's redo. Let's go with 69.
This was like choose your fate. Goosebumps, and you went down.
No,
and,
but they all
and
suck. Like it's like choose your fate. You're dead. That's just all of them. Are you dead? It's just how did you die? Choose your death.
What did the judge say to his dentist? Do you swear to pull the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth? That one's kind of cute. Spike, 2022 was such a fantastic year.
If we started... I were a dentist and someone said that to me, the level of suffering they would endure while in my chair. No. We are not. This is not happening. So what we're not doing today is some weird Amos Jason Spike sandwich. Oh, God.
so Spike, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Serious business has got to come eventually, but 2022 year, the year of 2022, holy smokes, was a fantastic year for many. It was also a pretty tragic year for a lot of people. I wanted to dive into some of the things that you, as we wrap up the year, what was the biggest thing that like stands out to you that, you know, when we look 10 years from now, 20 years from now, that's going to stand out, 2022. Clearly, it's not COVID because that was 2020, 2021.
No, although this was when I finally got COVID. I guess the thing that stands out is I survived. Because to me personally, was I survived because I rang in the new year with a pretty nasty case of COVID, having, I believe, stayed COVID-free through like 2020 and 2021. I might have gotten it in New Hampshire in the February.
No, you had the COVID that didn't have any symptoms. That was the COVID you had before.
I had thousands of times. Yeah, I had COVID every day, really. And then the one day I didn't, you know, put the jab in my eyeball that morning, that's when it got me. But so I hope that looking back, the most significant thing that happened for the Liberty Movement will have been the launch of You Are the Power, because that's ultimate. Yep, there you go, right on time. Because that is what has been my baby for the better part of a year and a half now. We officially launched in May, and the purpose. I'm not going to read that yet. The purpose of you're not going to do this to me. My New Year's resolution is you're not going to derail me. I will read that in a moment. The purpose of You Are the Power is to help people who need help now and to help grow the Liberty movement by showing how Liberty works and how the alternative has not been working. And for a long time, I think we've been putting the cart before the horse. We've been saying, and I can't wait for your dad joke for that. I'm sure it's just in there. 501, there's bound to be a horse one. For a long time, we focused on, we're going to get into office, we're going to get elected, we're going to show Liberty works, and then we're going to help people. We need to help people show Liberty works. And then if we get elected to office, fantastic. But ultimately, at that point, if people know Liberty works, it doesn't matter who gets elected. People are going to demand Liberty. And so that's what our focus is on. You are the power. You are Jason Lyon is the newly crowned head of our council. And the purpose of our council is to vet and prepare causes that are coming in to make sure the causes are legit, and then to work with our organizers to see what we can do to help with those causes. You have done incredible work in the very short period of time that the council has existed, and I could not be more honored to have such a great guy as you as a part of it. I was going to say great things about Amos and Tom, but I already see they're doing fuckery in the comments. Good.
There you go. You said you'll read this later. Yeah. So, no, and yeah, it's been an incredible honor to work within You Are the Power to be able to help make a difference, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you said, everyone's been putting the cart before the horse, and that's just not stable conditions. So,
motherfucker. This is so like your family has to look at this one day. Like you have children. This isn't just about you anymore.
Like, that one was good. That was solid. Everybody.
Thank you, Joe.
But in all seriousness, what's happening at You Are the Power is absolutely incredible. It's yep. The next big thing, you know, because all of us here in the interwebs on behind our keyboards, we're all trying to do things. We're trying to have these conversations. But really, that's been putting, you know, as you said, putting the cart before the horse. That's hoping that we're going to somehow inspire like this giant movement to make change. And instead, what we're trying to do is be the change and then influence others to follow in that pursuance. And so, you know, it's incredible to be a part of that. And definitely something that we're going to remember as 2022 happening, but there's still so much more that's happened this year. And, you know, Ukraine was a big one happening very early on. Yeah. I'm surprised. I didn't make this very public, but I thought it was going to be a very short lived thing. Still standing, still sucking off the U.S. government teat. It's interesting.
It is very interesting. One thing I want to say before we get into that about the trying to build a movement with You Are the Power. For those of you who are watching this, you are probably like me and Jason, where you spend at least a little bit of time each day going on social media or talking to other people about how Liberty works. And how our ideas work and what the problem is. And very often what we'll hear is people go, oh yeah, well, what's your answer? Now, very often when they do that, they're just deflecting, right? They don't want to actually discuss the merits of what you've said. But they're also right. If we can't point at something and say this works, then it's harder for us to get our ideas out there. And so what we are doing is answering that question. Well, what's your solution? Here's what we've done. You know, when I talk about when we talk about the problems with, you know, qualified immunity, what's your solution? Well, here are examples of where we've helped to get justice for people so that they can be, so that bad actors in government can be held accountable. No, it's not. No, that's not true. That's no fired. No, he's no longer an organizer. Sorry, Amos. So that's the work that we need to do. Ukraine has been a very interesting thing. For most people who follow me, they know that I famously or infamously said what a lot of other people were thinking, which was that they didn't think Russia was going to invade Ukraine. They then did invade Ukraine within a matter of, I think, days after I posted that. or certainly within a month. And I actually made a video explaining why I thought they weren't going to invade. And the two main reasons were, number one, the U.S. government said they were going to. And just historically, when the U.S. government says something's going to happen, it's not. And you know, they say a broken clock is right twice a broken clock's right twice a day. Turns out a lying clock is right every 40 years or so. And then the other reason I didn't think that it was going to happen is kind of because of how it's playing out. I overestimated another government.
Yeah,
that they would do something. They wouldn't do something so dumb. And it turns out that that I overestimated Vladimir Putin, and he did do it. And I actually am one of the few who thought that it was going to look the way it does. Like, I did not think that it was going to be that the Russian military was going to just run through and take everything over in short order. I thought what would happen is first you'd have a bunch of civilians who were ready to, you know, fight with machine guns, Molotov cocktails, whatever it took to fight for the city cores. And then I thought, yeah, that, you know, once that happened and once things kind of turned into a slog, then you'd have the Western governments working to arm the Ukrainian military and whoever else is in there fighting with them as well. People that have gone to join them. I thought that there would be international sanctions. I thought that there would be, you know, a major loss of political capital on the Russian side. I thought that it would pretty much play out how it's playing out. I wouldn't say I knew exactly that it would be this way, but I knew it would be a tough slog. I knew that tens or even hundreds of thousands of Russian troops would die. And I knew that it would end up going very poorly for Putin to do it, which is why I didn't think he'd do it. And now we're seeing that that's exactly what's happened. You know, Russia and the U.S. go back and forth trying to give each other their next Vietnam. And what's crazy about it is that part's successful, but then they also arm their next enemy in doing so. And, you know, I saw an article recently about how the Russian, I forget if it was the Russian government or the Wagner Group, which is that Russian state mercenary group. They were hiring mercenaries in Afghanistan from Afghanistan to come and fight against Ukrainians. Those mercenaries were trained by the U.S. military to fight in the Afghan National Army, otherwise known as the Taliban, or the Taliban in waiting. And now here they are. You know, these were our old allies fighting our new allies. And I know for some people to even suggest that, you know, some of the people that are being armed in Ukraine may end up being our enemy in the future is maybe something they don't want to hear. But historically, that's often what happens. Exactly. Not that every single one, but that's usually what ends up happening, at least with some of them.
We do that time and time again. We saw this in the Middle East multiple times over.
Oh, yeah.
It's just one of those things that's just like, yeah, you know, we went in and we toppled the Taliban in order to bring in the new Taliban to
replace the old Taliban. Yeah.
And then control the Taliban. We're going to go ahead and just give them billions of dollars of weapons. That's fine. We're just here. You go.
And the Taliban and Al Qaeda came from the Mujahideen, which is who it actually initially started with Carter, but it was mostly done through the Reagan administration, where they were arming. Yeah, they arm the enemies and turn around and shout gun control. That's a good point. But we are finding the most radical element, our government is finding the most radical elements, who are usually the ones who are fighting the most fervently in an area, and then arm them, and say, well, we'll deal with any potential repercussions or blowback later. Okay, great, but it later does come. Like, you can kick down the can down the road, but now there it is, and it's filled with machine guns because you gave them a bunch of guns, and now not just machine guns, but HIMARS missiles and everything else. And we do know, and I'm not, you know, I know some are saying that, you know, the entire Ukrainian military are Nazis and all of a sudden that's not true, but there are definitely neo-Nazi and other very troubling elements within within both the Ukrainian military and the surrounding militias. It's a problem. And, you know, once again, the U.S. government and is looking at this immediate thing and saying, yeah, anything else that happens, we'll deal with it later. Okay, sure. I'm sure that giving multi-billion dollars weapon systems to, among other people, Nazis,
yep,
won't definitely bite us in the ass in a relatively short period of time. No way. No.
You know, some of these lessons, you know, they're timeless lessons. You know, some of them go back to the dinosaur age. Because what kind of dinosaur has a spike in his butt? A brontosaurus. But so, yes. So we have a terrible foreign policy. That's something that we're going to remember. Yes. Potentially a new World War III coming in. We just recently redefined what a recession meant. And I thought that that was fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
Because
recession,
all of us have been suffering and we can't afford things. But the real recession is just the friends we found along the way. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah. So the economy sucks for us, 2022. We're told that it's fine, that it's the greatest booming economy ever because the inflation rate as recently, what was the last one back in October? It was like 7.9%, I think it was the number.
Last I checked, it was still in the sevens. Yeah, I know it peaked at 8. Now, keep in mind, that's the official government number. I think for every one of us who goes out and pays for stuff, we know that it's been higher than 8%. The price of things, you've basically added a zero at the end. Like things have gone up roughly somewhere in the low to mid double digits. To me, anyway, is it somewhere in the 10 to 15% range? Like it's not 8%. Or 7%.
Yeah, definitely. We felt the hardships, but like those at the higher end didn't feel it nearly as much. And so they're like, we're gonna tailor it to these people so it looks better. But you know, we kind of understand like how they manipulate those statistics. So we get into a foreign war, which is something that, looking at it from a presidential standpoint, whenever you start a war, just leading into your second term. Historically, you have a better shot of keeping that. So Joe Biden may have been trying to pull some strings there. We have a recession, which war helps with the recession because money doesn't matter. It's like the points on whose line is it anyway. It's all made up and doesn't matter at the end of the day. We'll just print off more fiat, which segues into what we're going to have a show in 2023 where we're going to talk about what the fuck happened in 1971. Talk a little bit about that in the future.
Yeah.
But then on, so we've hit those two big things. Did healthcare any major changes to our healthcare system? I don't remember anything happening in there. Right. I want to go through like the big pockets. Yeah.
Yeah. Healthcare. Well, with the exception of some serious judicial pushback on some of the mandates and things that they tried to implement.
COVID.
You know, other than COVID, no, nothing big with healthcare. A nothing burger with healthcare. Well, I will say 2022 was the year that treating sickness as a thing that if you get sick, you stay home, but we're not going to shut down the world. We're not going to, you know, shut down schools indefinitely. We're not going to, they did. Yeah, they definitely did. We're not going to restructure our society because of something that's comparable to the flu. That became mainstream. That was something that if you said it in 2020, you were directly responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people here and millions of people around the globe. And it took us being consistent in saying, no, that's not true. That's not the case. This is a serious thing. But it's clearly something we're not going to be able to stop. It spreads way too easily. There's only been one vaccine that has been able to successfully eradicate a disease from society, and that's the smallpox vaccine. You could say the polio vaccine was definitely good in greatly ameliorating it. Those aren't respiratory illnesses. Those aren't coronaviruses. There's never been the most comparable thing to the COVID shot is the flu shot, which has anywhere from 30 to 50% shot of keeping you from getting the flu. And for older people, especially, it makes them at least somewhat less likely to have a severe case of the flu, making it a largely, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I know there are probably going to be people on here who get very angry at me for saying that vaccines do have a place. I do believe they have a place, but they should not have been treated the way that they were. And that's now become mainstream. That, you know, this you're not, this is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you're not going to the winter of severe illness and death. You'll notice he didn't say that this winter. Right.
No, like, I had tweeted him. I asked him. I was like, is this going to be it? I need to prepare myself.
When is the winter of my discontent? And so I, you know, I, that's good because it went mainstream, and it's important for us to remind people we were saying this 2.5 years ago.
Yes.
My first anti-lockdown video was done before the lockdowns came here. And I remember the people in the comments saying, you moron, that'll never happen here. And then within a matter of weeks, those same people were saying, you psychopath, you're killing my grandmother by even talking about this.
Yes. But these are the same people.
Remind people that we said this stuff.
Yeah. These are the same people that are now coming out and saying, you know, while the science was settled then and we had to do all of these things that everyone was like, this is not actually going to help us.
Yeah.
They came out in 2022. They said, we need amnesty because we didn't have enough information and we just cared about grandma so much. And you hated grandma, but we need amnesty because we potentially, now that the science has changed, and it's like the science never changed. You just suck at discerning anything that comes through. And that's fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
I'm glad that you admit it now. But please, next time, remember, we got to do a little discerning.
I'm okay with an amnesty on getting rid of fines and punishments and criminal records for people who open their businesses and their churches during the lockdowns. I'm okay with amnesty for people who that happened as well. Was that this year or last year?
So that started last year. That was asked by Rand Paul
By Rand Paul. Yeah.
But then it got verified this year. It was the COVID was the craziest thing because it was like, you guys are conspiracy theorists for saying this. And then like a year and a half later, they were like, nobody could have seen this coming. It was like, we said this. My pinned tweet right now on Twitter is exactly like you were talking about how it sucks to be a libertarian because you're like, this is going to happen. And then it happens. And then everyone's like, oh, who could have seen this coming? And we're like, me. And I went foreign war, economy, healthcare, education, jobs, doesn't matter, war and drugs, anything you want to talk about, libertarians are like, we know what's going to happen because we actually care.
That the cycle of being a libertarian is saying, if you do this, this bad thing's going to happen. We should do this instead. And most of the country turning around and going, you're a moron. You have no idea what you're talking about. You're just some crazy libertarian. And then it happens. And they go, no one could have predicted that. No one's listening to you. You're just a crazy libertarian. And it's like, no, actually, we were right all along. And, you know, maybe we can act insufferable about it. But you know what? When you're surrounded by people who are just consistently wrong, sometimes you become insufferable about it. It can become a burden.
I mean, we need to really humble ourselves because, you know, we say like we don't have that big of an impact. But, you know, you shared out a story earlier. San Francisco is not because of the left. It is because of us. The libertarians have destroyed San Francisco.
Wait, let me get the exact wording for this. Yes. Hold on.
While you pull that up, I just want you guys to know, like, if we were the cause of the downfall of San Francisco, I'm sorry for the good people that are living there, but that's not the whole population there. So,
So here we go. No, soft on crime liberalism isn't fueling San Francisco's drug crisis. Libertarianism is. In San Francisco, it's all that libertarian free market capitalist policy in San Francisco.
If I could channel my best Vermin Supreme, it would be a tweet that says, I beat San Francisco.
I beat San Francisco. Oh my gosh. When I saw that, you know, what we have to deal with. We are both completely ineffectual and can't accomplish anything. We're also responsible for society's downfall. I could not wait to see whether Warnock won, and that meant that libertarians were single-handedly responsible for for Warnock winning and everything going to hell, or Walker winning and this is the Georgia Senate, or U.S. Senate from Georgia, or Walker winning and libertarians being single-handedly responsible for Walker winning and everything going to hell, forgetting the fact that in both cases, everything goes to hell because of Republican and Democrat candidates, and the fact that Chase Oliver was no longer even on the ballot because it's a runoff, that was still our fault somehow. But also, voting for us is a waste of time, even though apparently we are the kingmakers in all things and also have single-handedly destroyed San Francisco.
We are just racking these things up. It was incredible to watch. Yeah, just racking them. It was incredible to watch that, because also something that a lot of people didn't see was during that runoff, which happened 2 weeks after later on in November, was that there was a lot of ballots that were counted that had no votes. These are people that were either libertarian saying, I'm voting NOTA by showing you, hey, I took the time out of my day to go down to vote for absolutely neither one of these candidates.
No one.
Or these are independents, or these are Republicans just upset, or Democrats upset at their candidates. Because quite frankly, the reason Chase Oliver's a good guy, he did well on the debate stage, but the reason, one of the biggest reasons why he got the support was because both candidates sucked terrible compared to even the average Republican and Democrat. And so there was so much opportunity there, and people made their voices heard. This is an opportunity. Now we're going to see where ranked choice voting is discussed more thoroughly there in Georgia. I'm hoping to see that come through. This should be something that we should be trying to push the conversation on in all 50 states, of the idea of we shouldn't be doing these excessive runoff elections and ballots, because it's just wasting taxpayer money. You could do this in the first swoop. Everyone gets what they want to. And then, of course, you have this, and then you see in Alaska where that happened, and they blame the ranked choice voting because their candidate still sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
The tears will flow. It doesn't matter.
The one thing, but the tears are flowing because of it's Republicans and Democrats getting upset that Republicans and Democrats ultimately win. Like it's not, and they get mad that some, you know, that a third party candidate or a libertarian candidate got 3%. That's the problem. It's not the ones that got 97% of the vote and then went in to screw things up. Nope, it's definitely the libertarian who got the
3%. And it's not the 40% of the people that didn't vote at all either. That's not their fault, because they weren't compelled to vote at all.
Exactly. My favorite thing to say is that, first of all, that dad jokes are a crime against humanity, and that I only support the death penalty for that. But then the other thing that I like to say when I'm not saying that, when I'm not doing my death penalty for dad jokes advocacy that I'm well known for, is the other thing that I say is, if registered voters not showing up to vote counted as a none of the above vote, then none of the above would win in almost every election. Like none of the above would win 98% of the time. We wouldn't have elected officials if that was considered a none of the above vote. And I believe if none of the above was on the ballot, it would win fairly odd, like on at least high single digits. You would have cases of people going, I don't like any of these people. I'm not voting for any of them. I will say, anytime that the conversation comes around like ranked choice or anything, like, nope. See, that's not even a good one. Anytime the conversation comes around ranked choice or anything like that, I actually personally believe my favorite of the various plural voting systems is either score voting or star voting, where you can, you know, it'll have like, you know, 0 to 5 basically for each candidate, and you can give them no points, you can give them 5, you can give them 2, you can give them 3, you can do whatever you are. The reason I like that one over ranked choice is that with ranked choice, you get into this, it still has a runoff, it just happens right then. It's ranked choice is 100% superior to, or 1,000 times superior to the current system that we have. But what I like about the star voting systems is it allows you total flexibility in how you want to vote. You can give all of them 5 stars if you want. Oh, hey, I didn't see what Chase said.
Too busy rambling.
That's true. And you know what? That is a good point. It's easy to explain to voters. I will say that the score voting systems are easy to explain in that you can say it's basically what you do when you pick when you go to a restaurant. You know, this one has 4.7 stars. This one has 3.9 stars. And that's an accumulation of the different star ratings that people were given. Yeah. But, you know, any of these is better. So, I mean, if I had to pick one, I would go with like one of the scoring systems. With that said, and in the spirit of plural voting, I'm cool with all of them. Like, I'm cool with anything that is better than what we have now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. I want to see a change no matter what it was. There you go.
Yep.
It's so important to change the way that that's going. And one thing that we discussed was like there was really no difference between Republicans and Democrats. And there's something that came out in the last week. George Santos, have you you seen that story at all?
The Ukrainian Jewish 9/11 victim who died in the Holocaust or something like that. I will admit I don't know like the specifics of what were said. I just know that supposedly everything he said about his life was.
Everything. He has a tweet where on 9/11 he was like, or it wasn't on 9/11, but somebody had made a reference to him and he said, "My mother died on 9/11 and then 3 months later or 4 months later on December like 23rd he was like, "This has been 5 years since my mother left this earth." And it just open and blatant. And the reason why I bring him up,
how dare you impugn the character of a man who has to suffer through losing a loved one. Mother. The same loved one every day.
Yes. Every day.
Like repeatedly. Not continued suffering from the death that happened. Every single day they die again.
Yeah. Every single day. 376 days out of the year.
In all 57 states.
But the reason why I wanted to bring him up was because not so much that he's just a lying politician as what we would expect from Republicans, but because of the responses we've seen.
Yes.
And there's you look at the Republican pundits and they're like, Elizabeth Warren is still in office, so our guy can be a shitty person too. And it's like, yeah, it's one thing to be like, this person's lying over here. They're not on my team, but they're lying, so let's get rid of them. And there's another thing to be like, this guy can lie because your guy can lie. And it's just like, is this a race to the bottom? Is this you guys have clearly corrupt people in your party. So we've got some people that are going to, you know, shake some hands and move some shells around.
The reason that I vote Republican is because they're so much better than those lying, hypocritical Democrats. And that's why I'm okay when they lie and are hypocrites like the Democrats, because they're exactly like the party that I'll vote for anyone against because I hate them so much, but also they're exactly the same. And I demonstrate it anytime anyone criticizes any of my candidates ever by telling them just how similar they are in the worst possible ways, how they lie and they cheat and they steal. I make a point of doing that. I remember I caused a huge and it was beautiful because the way I did it, it angered the Democrats and the Republicans almost equally. And that's really like the main is this a setup? I assume this is a setup for a joke.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Because it sounds like a good setup for a joke. But I remember I said something along the lines of anytime that you criticize, I forget if I said, let's say I said Trump. I can't remember which one I said.
Yeah.
Anytime that you criticize Trump and his supporters come out and immediately start telling you about all the things that Joe Biden did that are exactly like that, they're basically telling you that they recognize how similar Joe Biden and Donald Trump are, and you can thank them for that reminder. Man, did that, and it might have been the other way around. It might have been if you criticize Biden and they say Trump, whatever it was. Boy, howdy, did that get people rip roaring because, and of course, true to form in the responses was, well, I guess this guy doesn't want to talk about how Biden did what I was like, no, that's literally what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You are exactly. Talking. This is the very thing that you do where you say, oh, my guy's a lying hypocrite. Well, there are lying hypocrites too. To which I say, yes, there are also lying hypocrites. My understanding was that we didn't like lying hypocrites.
Yeah, no, it was funny because even like on policy issues, they were so identical. It was like, we don't like Trump because he's pro-police. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, like those are the thin blue lines of the Democrats. So you went onto that one. Immigration, no change. Police, no change. Healthcare, no change. They're both pushing the vaccines. They both push for lockdowns. They both supported all these things. They supported deficit spending. They both were like pro Yemeni war and willing to do whatever it is that they could in order to ensure that that got shut down. But the only difference, the real difference between the two of them was that when Trump said, no, Bernie Sanders, don't you bring up that bill for ending the Yemeni genocide. Bernie said, I'm going to bring it to the floor. We're going to get our bipartisanship. And then Joe Biden was like, I think I'm going to whip votes against you. And Bernie's like, you got it, chief, and sits his ass back down.
Well, and that's the difference, right? The difference between a given Republican and Democrat is that they can whip their side into shape and into line. And so, you know, anytime that a Democrat wins the White House, I go, okay, good. The Republicans can go back to pretending that they care about the national debt and spending and taxes. And whenever a Republican wins office, I say, oh, good. The Democrats can pretend they care about criminal justice reform and, you know, and also the debt. That seems to be whoever's not in office is suddenly a debt and deficit hawk, which becomes increasingly ridiculous because now they don't even wait until they're back in power to vote for these multi-trillion-dollar omnibus bills. They straight up go, yes, I am strongly against debt spending. If you'll excuse me, I have to sign my vote to yes, because that's how they vote, is by sign, writing on their hand.
Yes.
I have to go vote for this multi-trillion-dollar, mostly funded by debt spending bill. But also, I'm strongly against the deficit, and I'm very angry about it. And they don't even take the break in between. It's like in the same breath they do it. But this also is where we can shine as libertarians. I think the reason I do so well in these like panels and debates that I do on cable news are because they basically argue with each other with whataboutism. Yeah, you're a hypocrite. You're a lying hypocrite. Your politician's a lying hypocrite. And I go, yes, they're both terrible. Now, anyway, back to solutions. If you frame it that way and don't get caught up in their nonsense and let them wear themselves out, and then when it's your time to talk, you go, yes, you were both very bad. Thank you both for explaining just how terrible, why no one should vote for either of you. And then you can explain your solutions. And that's, I mean, unfortunately, until we grow to the point where we can successfully challenge them in some of these bigger races, that's the role we play, is to remind people that they both suck and there's a better way to do this.
And Chase, because Chase is still here in the comment section, Chase did that on the debate stage as well. And that was one of the big highlights, was he sat there and he went, hey, so you don't always read your bills before you sign them because you don't have time.
You couldn't read these bills.
You literally can't. Yeah. Your aides are going to struggle to read all these things in chunks and pieces. So you're going to get secondhand information of what you're signing. Anything? Well, my opponent wouldn't have signed those bills. And it's like, so you both just suck. That's it. Okay,
cool. He said, I remember on that specific, and I think it was not the only time he did this. He goes, something along the lines of, well, let's be clear. It's either going to be me or Walker. And Walker's not here to talk about this. Well, but someone is. And what an insult to voters to say, this person, you're not allowed to vote for them, so let's not even talk about their very legitimate point that they brought up.
Yes.
And this is the problem with the first past the post voting system that we have. Yeah, exactly. Put the Warren Warnock. I like that. The problem with the first past the post system is that it gives way to something called, I think it's Devouget's law or Devouget's principle, which is that in any first past the post system or plurality vote system, you tend to form two factions, and then people get, you know, caught up in the so-called lesser evil voting. And so it means that, you know, Chase or Shane Hazel or so many other incredible candidates who were just head and shoulders above their competition in not just their solutions, not just their answers, but in their character, in their trustworthiness, and they're just being a normal person and not being some kind of weird reptilian psychopath. In all of those ways, they were, you know, they didn't even have competition in those things. They were well above their competition, and yet they often scored within the margin of error. Chase was one of the few that, you know, actually covered the spread and forced a runoff. And that is a direct result of a system that encourages the building of these terrible, lesser evil voting blocks. And you know, unfortunately, the people that would be able to change that, change our voting system, are the ones who directly benefit from it. Those politicians who get elected on that. So it's incumbent upon us to build a movement for liberty where people demand these things and don't care who gets elected. They demand this from whoever gets in there and make it politically untenable for them to maintain the system.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's a good plug for You Are the Power again.
Yes.
Because damn it, we're gonna build this shit up.
YouAreThePower.net.
Yes, and for anyone wondering, is YouAreThePower.net partisan? No. Is YouAreThePower.net libertarian? No. We're very much libertarian solution.
Yeah. Yes, we're libertarian philosophically, but we are not tied to any political party. In fact, in our council and organizers team, we have libertarians, we have Republicans, we have Democrats, we have people that aren't even, you know, politically aligned with any of the political parties. But we all have the idea and the understanding that a society that is governed through respect for individual human autonomy and is the best way to run a society, and that a society that is run on coercive force and presumption of authority and centralized, you know, centrally planned solutions is what we have now, which is a terrible status quo. And so we come together on ideas and solutions and philosophy and individual respect for each other as people. Instead of, you're part of my political party or my faction within my political party. We don't play that game in You Are the Power. We don't do that.
Yeah. And what's fantastic about this, and you kind of hit it with, these are common ground issues. These are things that people just see them and they agree with them, right?
Yes.
When we see somebody like Joshua Rohr just get just get harassed, detained, for accepting something that a neighbor was offering him, a neighbor from on the roadside, just said, "Hey man, you look like you're in need," and hands him some money. So he gets harassed, detained, and ultimately his dog was killed as a result of that whole interaction. Something like that, you show that to anybody, they're going to agree with this. This isn't just libertarians. Libertarians, of course, are going to be a little bit more accepting of this, but everybody's going to agree with these things. So it's not something that you can say, I need to share You Are the Power with just my libertarian friends. Share this with anyone and everyone. We're pushing out causes right now that are going to be across all 50 states that are going to be touching the hearts of many. We're going to change the world one life at a time, one cause at a time, one issue at a time, one legislative body at a time. We are going to change the world with You Are the Power, because at the end of the day, you are the power.
That's incredible. Thank you, Jason. Ooh. Thank you for redeeming yourself after some of those terrible jokes you just said. No, that's exactly what we're doing. We are building a movement of people who recognize that there is a problem, who have identified what the problem is, and who now want to organize for a solution. And that's really what it comes down to. When we pick these causes, we don't care what party is in charge of that local city council or legislature or who the sheriff is or any of that. We care about what happened, what the solution to that is. Well, what happened, why it happened, what the solution to it is, and how we can organize to get that solution implemented and get justice for the people that were harmed. We also now do an increasing amount of charitable stuff that has nothing to do with even, you know, a local political thing. We often find out about those things as a result of the work that we're doing. So, for example, the story of Pastor Moses Colbert, whose city council shut down his homeless shelter because they were trying to get federal funding for the homeless problem. And you can't get federal funding for the homeless problem if someone's fixing it without any taxpayer money. So they shut them down until they secured the federal money. But in discovering that, we found an opportunity to help people. Just to help provide needs for this homeless shelter and the ministry that he's running. And so we did that, you know, instead of just focusing on the political solution to the problem he was facing, we also helped him and helped the people who needed help right then. So that's the kind of work we do. And in doing that, we show that this isn't just about making political points. it's not even about making political points. It's about helping people. And if in yes. helping people, we can show people that voluntary, voluntary solutions and people working together, and instead of coercive authorities and centrally planned nonsense, that it works better, and that we often are having to fight to get justice because of the problems created by central planning and because of disrespecting people's individual human autonomy, we can go a long way with that. And that's the work we're doing. And we hope that you join us. If you haven't already, please join us at youarethepower.net. We'd love to have you be a member.
I want to talk about Pastor Moses for a second, because this sure. was my biggest takeaway from this year, was meeting Pastor Moses. And if you guys look on the Facebook posts of him, this guy is a mountain of man. He is 6'5".
Yeah, he's a physical mountain of a man. In addition to being a mountain of a human being, he's also a physical mountain. I took a photo next to him. I'm the exact average height at around 5'9". At 5'9", 5'10", something like that. And so short. I've often mistaken for being short, very wrongly, because I often am standing next to actual people with possibly a disorder. With a giant, like some kind of weird, like the guys. And so I'm in this photo, and everyone's like, "Wow, Spike, I didn't know you were so short." And I'm like, no, he's like 6'6". Like, he's legit. He's a big guy.
Yeah. So he's a big guy. So if there's nothing
you take away from this, I am of a very normal height.
No. But so the mountain of a man, Pastor Moses, has a heart that's 10 times the size of anybody else. And so we...
Of me, my whole body, yeah.
Yes, of literally the size of Spike. We were standing out there this one morning, helping out with a charity event, and we were bringing in, raising money to help bring in two trailers so that they had a warm place to stay, so that they had a place that they could become educated, whether that's getting their GED, getting their next degree, learning about how to balance a budget, learning how to just learn some life skills so that they can go back and they can become self-sufficient again. We're standing here and food gets called. He uses an elevator bell, loud rings out, and people are coming in, some from the riverside, some from the street side, some from tents, some from a camper that was over there. And each and every one of these people said, "Hey, Tanya. Hey, Jim. Hey, Bob." And every one of them had a short little conversation with them. This man pours his heart out into his community each and every day. And us to be there to be able to help him out through You Are the Power, through just having the network of friends family. The network of family that we have in You Are the Power. To be able to find this cause, to be able to be there, to see somebody doing great things, it just inspired each and every one of us who were there to do something more in our own communities. And this is the stuff that you guys can do. Going over to youarethepower.net, signing up, free membership. Don't pay Spike for this. It wouldn't actually go to Spike. This would actually help the cause.
Listen, I'll tell you something. I tell people, if you are, because there have been a lot of people, especially in the liberty movement, there's been a lot of people in the libertarian, liberty-loving nonprofit space who have taken a lot of money and done little to nothing. And they very often go away within a matter of 6 months to a couple of years, having taken 6 or 7 figures, extracted that from people who wanted to do a lot of good. So, you know, when we started this, we knew we were dealing with an uphill battle of a lot of people who were skeptical. I totally get that. Also, we're dealing with a lot of people who are really having to be tight with their money because of the non-recession we're definitely not in right now. And so definitely I tell people, listen, more than anything, we need you here. We need you involved. We need you volunteering. We need you to be a part of this. We need you spreading the message. And so we made membership free. We do have paid sustaining memberships that come with special perks like merchandise or a phone call from me and stuff like that. But if you just want to be involved as an activist, that's free. And there is no hierarchy of activism. We don't keep track when it comes to like having our activists doing work. We don't care if you came in as a free member or paid for the $500 Blaze package. None of that factors in when it comes to the work you do. the if there is a hierarchy of our activists, it literally comes down to who's doing the most work. And so if you would like to be a part of a movement to set our country free, it's starting with our communities and issues that people in our communities care about, then come join us. Youarethepower.net. And again, membership is free. No, I will see. I will
see. but that's really it, is like, and that money I've secondhand, but all the money that comes in, I know that you've lost money on this. Everybody's working for free, effectively. People are losing money by working for You Are the Power right now by coming out there and pouring their hearts out. So
I love how you guys are being framed. We're losing money. No. We're broke. I have put a lot of money into this, and it's not about money. It was never about money. Like if this were about money, I wouldn't be doing this. I'd be doing something in the for-profit space, because that's exactly how you make money. I did this because I want to grow a movement. If one day I'm able to make a salary from this, that's fine. But it's not why I'm doing this. This is about growing a movement and doing, after spending the last couple of years looking, I've had a beard for a while. I don't do this, but not this.
That's the 5 o'clock
this,
shadow.
Dude, I just want to say something. This requires more hair products than his wife uses. And
that's because she uses zero.
I've seen photos of their bathroom counter, and it's like, you know, you've got a normal amount of women's hair issues, hair products, and then you've got what can only be described as a psychological issue. And it's just a very.
So anyways, everybody. But in all seriousness, like, if you guys are signed up for You Are the Power, sign up, free membership, get a part of it. You guys will see the value being added by you being there, by seeing what other people are doing, and then go ahead and assess on if this is something you would like to donate your money to.
Absolutely.
Because we have that trend, and it's something that happens in a lot of political organizations where, you know, just being frank about this, political organizations come out and they say, I've got good ideas, I'm going to change the world, I'm going to do all this stuff, and then they just go and do the same thing that everybody else is doing. And it's almost the same as, like, podcasters are like, I'm going to create a podcast, and I'm going to talk about current events every day, and people
but from a libertarian perspective.
Oh, there's no libertarians podcasters out there right now. That's why you guys come here, and we talk a little bit about current events, but mostly talk about teaching people. We mostly talk about policies and legislative changes.
Yes, yes.
We teach. So come join into youarethepower.net, free membership. Figure out, is this right for you? Figure out if this is something worthy of your financial support. And then if you can, whenever you can, however you want to, go ahead and sign up that way. But it's an incredible thing. I came in giddy like a schoolgirl. You guys know me, how when I came onto Muddy Waters Media the first time, I was giggling and all excited like a schoolgirl. And then once again, joined on to You Are the Power, and it was the same effect. I couldn't believe it. Such incredible people there doing amazing things. I couldn't encourage you guys enough to be a part of that. With that being said, though, now that we've plugged thoroughly at youarethepower.net. Next year, what's happening in 2023 from the eyes of Spike? What do you foresee happening?
This is gonna come out of absolutely nowhere, and I think I'm gonna shock everyone with my surprise announcement that I am going to be working on further developing You Are the Power. I know. It almost sounds like I'm failing the movement right now by coming totally out of left field with this thing that no one could have anticipated that I was involved in. No, that's what we're going to do. You know, we had a very successful launch. My resolution for 2022 was to take this proof of concept that we had and to successfully launch it, to get it out there and to see how we were going to work. Well, we blew through every metric that we had for what we would have considered a startup success. And so that's now that we've had that successful startup and that successful launch, now that we've learned all sorts of stuff about what we want to do moving forward, we're going to be working on that. We got some rebranding that's happening right now, a little bit of tweaking of the branding, being done by a company. I don't know if you want to promote companies on here, but it's being done by a little firm called Kelsey Lyon Design, and she's doing the work. You may have heard of her.
Maybe
that caused you to freeze up.
Yeah, no, I screwed that up. And yeah, if you go to KelseyLyonDesigns.com and use the code Bearded Truth, you too can get a discount on that.
Yes, so we're doing that. we are, and you're at the forefront of this, we are developing and working on causes across the country that will be rolling out over the coming days and weeks and months. We are getting our foundation set up, which is going to focus on educational tools and training. We're doing incredible work. And basically, we're going to take what we've been doing this year and learning the ropes of actually doing this, not just as a proof of concept, but as a formal organization, and taking it to a completely different level. We've had incredible successes with the causes we've been working on. We've had incredible success bringing people into the greater liberty movement, and we're just going to continue expanding upon that. And I'm very, very excited for what 2023 is going to bring.
I'm incredibly excited for it as well. But there's something that the viewers can all know about, and that is that you all don't even have to be a member to help us out with this. If you guys see an event, you guys see a cause, you guys see an incident, you guys see something where individuals or policy is just turning people's lives upside down, and wrongfully so, you can always reach out to us. You can reach out to me anywhere you find me. You can reach out to Spike directly anywhere that you find him. You can go to youarethepower.net. There's a contact us there. Yep. You can also email thecouncil@youarethepower.net, and I will get that email for now. We'll see when I can make a secretary because I suck at emails. No, I don't. But we are going to, there are so many different ways that you guys can reach out, and I want you guys to know that we aren't going to say, this isn't a member, this isn't somebody that's paying.
No,
we want to be there. We want to be there for these causes. We want to change it, and we want to show people that we have solutions, that we can make a difference, that we are making a difference, and that we are leading the way to righting the wrongs of what's happening, and we can see a brighter future at the end of 2023.
Absolutely. This is not based on the causes we take on have nothing to do with whether or not you're a member, whether or not you're donating. In fact, I would say every cause so far we've taken on were people that were not members, or at least weren't members when they contacted us. And certainly no one has been donating in exchange for us taking on any causes. We've been spending money on causes. This is based on, is this something that we can work on? Is there something where we have tools in place to be able to help? Do we have people in place in that area to be able to help? How can we best help in that situation? That's how we decide the causes that we're taking on, at least for right now. I mean, obviously, the more members we have, the more donations that are coming in, the more we can take on. But no, we don't use, this is not pay to play. This is how can we help? And that's how this was always built. The cruel reality is that, obviously the more money that's coming in, the more help that we can do. But it's not based on, we're not saying you have to give money for us to help, or you have to be a member to help. If you're even skeptical to become a free member yet, just bring some causes to us and see how we can help. We do a combination of online and in-person help for causes. We found that in many cases, just putting some pressure on some of these public officials online is enough to get them to buckle and to do the right thing. In fact, over half the time that's been the case. So, bring a cause to us. And if there's any way that we can help, we will certainly help.
Yeah. And a question from Joe Hanush. How do we follow along with what You Are the Power is doing? One good, easy way to do that is to become a member. Once you do, reach out to your regional coordinator. That person, you can build a relationship with them. I know, Joe, you are in the Southeast, so your person, I'm going to name drop here, Brandon Deal, is a fantastic guy. Fantastic guy. He is the Southeastern Regional coordinator. He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So you can always be like, hey, Brandon, what's going on with You Are the Power? What happened the last month? There are going to be new waves coming out soon. So stay tuned for that. We're having some discussions internally on that. So I'm not going to let you in on any secrets there at all. But
when you become a member, you get access to a members only Facebook group and a Discord server. We are in the opening phases of workshopping, having a mobile app that that will have push notifications that will also be members only. That will probably come somewhere middle of next year, hopefully. But in the meantime, you can stay in touch with us as a member through our group, directly through your regional organizer. We are looking for state organizers. So if you want to be your state organizer, and the way that we're picking this, unlike other organizations, we don't have votes on this stuff. We don't have elections because that creates all the factionalism of, you know, falling behind candidate A or candidate B and all of that stuff, which means now you're having to pick winners and losers. And we don't want winners and losers. We want that if there are multiple ideas about how to do something, to do a thing, you go do it this way and you go do it this way. And so the way that we're picking organizers is basically who rises to the top, who does the most work in that state. Okay, well, you're the organizer for now. That's how we're doing. That's how we're doing it at the regional level. That's how we're doing it at the council level. And that's how we're doing it at the state and local level as well. So if you want to stay in touch, become a member, get in contact with your regional organizer, see the work that you can do on causes that we're working on. Stay active in our members only Facebook group and or our Discord server. We have a Twitter community, but Twitter community still appears to be in beta mode or is run by betas. I'm not sure which that is, but so we're still working on developing the Twitter community. But once we have that done, it'll be like our Facebook group and our Discord server where it'll be hitting on all cylinders. And the best way you can stay in touch and find out what we're doing is to become a part of it.
Now, I got two questions about 2023 for you, Spike.
Sure.
The first one, after getting absolutely annihilated by Greta Thunberg, what's going to happen? Do you think that...
With Andrew Tate?
Yes. Do you think Andrew Tate serves the 20 years? I want the hot take. What do you think happens to him?
Has he been charged with anything yet? I know he was arrested, but I...
He has been arrested. So the latest I saw was 90 days he's going to be arrested for. Or sorry, 30 okay. days, up to 90 days. While they continue to finish out... They've got a weird system over there.
I was going to say, that's a... What, what am I being charged with? Well, we're going to hold you for a couple months. Then we're going to figure out what we're charging you with.
So the charges being levied is human trafficking, rape, and sexual misconduct and something else. And so with that, he's being held for 30 days. During this time, they can do like their intervention and they can do their interviews with him. They can kind of scrutinize and they can do like further discovery before they officially make charges. So he had this, I think it was 2 years ago, he had a very similar circumstance there. And so that one, they just, it was this year. It was earlier this year. It was in March, I believe. They had that same circumstance where they were like, all right, we're going to keep investigating. Now the idea is that they potentially have enough to go ahead and press forward on the charges.
Okay.
I want your hottest of hot takes. Is he going down for 20 years? Is he walk away free, man? What's going to happen in 2023?
I mean, my hot take is I have no idea. I will say this, and this is, I believe this is the first time I'm ever publicly in any way commenting about Andrew Tate. And the reason for that is because up until now, all I've seen is people saying his opinion is terrible and it contributes to misogyny and it contributes to, you know, mistreatment of people. And then I hear people go, his opinions are great and it contributes to men feeling empowered and people embracing their, you know, becoming more purposeful. And I've stayed out of it because it sounds like people are arguing over his opinion. And that's that's a valid conversation to have. It's not one I'm particularly interested in. I don't usually weigh in on, you know, a prominent or infamous or well-known person's opinion on things. It's more like the impact that something has on people's lives outside of that person or people that agree with them. So I really just haven't gotten into it. Here's what I'll say about this. I don't know much about Like, maybe there's more to be known about this case just from having followed him. I don't follow him that closely. I don't follow him at all, really.
I don't blame
you. I have no insight one way or another. If he is guilty of these things, then he should be punished. Human trafficking, sex trafficking, rape, those types of things are some of the most heinous crimes. And I think that people should be punished very extensively for those types of crimes. I am not a, and it's a good thing that soft on crime, that I'm not a soft on crime liberal, because then I wouldn't be in charge of San Francisco. But as a libertarian who is in charge of San Francisco, I know I'm a very strong,
entirely culpable,
very, very culpable in what's happening in San Francisco. But no, I'm a believer that, you know, if he did do this, then he needs to pay for it. And if he didn't, obviously, then he shouldn't. I will say that, you know, I mean, again, we don't know all the details, but a system that says we're arresting you, we haven't indicted you yet, but we're going to hold you until we decide to. I'm hoping that that's not the full story of what that is, because if it is, that's a pretty crappy system. But
it's a very broken.
It sounds like a very Eastern European system. Yeah. So whatever it is, if they have, you know, legit proof that he's done something, then he should stand trial for it. And, you know, he should be punished to the fullest extent if they find that he did it. And if not, then he shouldn't be. I know that's, you know,
it's a very non-answer answer. I like it.
Well, it's that I don't know. And it's yeah. Also like, it's weird that saying something that's almost basically an axiom has become so controversial to say that. It's like, if he did it, he should pay heavily for it.
How dare you?
And if he didn't, then he shouldn't. And the reason is because it's all the other stuff related to his opinions on things. Yes. I will say I haven't followed him closely enough to have an opinion on whether what he has said is this wonderful thing or this terrible thing. I suspect it probably falls somewhere in between those two poles. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe one of them's right and you know, the other one's wrong. But whatever it is, I mean, no, this guy should suffer. If he did it, he should suffer. Yep. And if not, then it was probably a witch hunt. And then, you know, the people who put him up to it should suffer. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
And I feel like this one, you're going to have a much better answer for us on. So 2023, in the first month, in the January time, the new Congress comes together. Now we're going to be led by the Republicans in the House. Does that mean that finally deficit spending goes away? Does that mean we finally balance a budget? Does that mean
we're going to make deficit spending great again, Jason?
Oh, God.
It hasn't been great from January 20th of 2021 until January 3rd of 2023. Deficit spending has been bad, but we're going to make it great again. Yes. Deficit spending is going to be about all the good stuff and none of the bad stuff. Whereas right now it's all the bad stuff and none of the good stuff. No, it's going to be a bunch of political theater. I get why the vote went the way it did. It was basically, honestly, this kind of split vote was voters going, you all suck. Like, we don't like the Democrats. We aren't particularly impressed with the Republicans. Like, if you look at the Republicans who did well, they were typically the ones who were the ones saying this whole system sucks and who weren't then sucking up to the other half of the ruling class. So you either had just the incumbents who get reelected because they're incumbents, but any of the you know, disruptive candidates were the ones going, no, this whole thing's a mess, Democrats and Republicans. And, you know, I think that voters are just getting sick of the whole thing. And they're not, it looked like they were voting for, you know, stability, but I think it's more they're voting for, like, I don't like any of these people. And that's why the turnout's so low. That's why, you know, there's this sort of like undecided, like, you know, okay, I guess we'll have a slight Republican majority in the House and a slight Democrat majority in the Senate. It's just, I think people are just frustrated. I also think the Republicans completely botched. They had a mandate you know, to take the COVID regime and make it go away forevermore. And they got caught up in abortion and like personal issues with Joe Biden. And I mean, just completely lost the, but like, here was the time to say, we are the party that disagrees with Donald Trump of 2020 when it comes to COVID. And instead they fell into just a bunch of nonsense and they suffered for it.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, if I remember back to election night this year, We were sitting there in Brevard County, Florida, and
I
was even talking about how stupid the low turnout was supposed to be. Like, I didn't expect like really a landslide one way or the other. No. I think I was off by one or two for the House. I definitely was wrong for the Senate, and that's okay. I think I said plus three for the Senate, for the Republicans. But I think that the end effect is kind of what you were saying. Like, there's not going to really be much of a difference, you know, from earlier. We're not going to see a difference on deficit spending. They're still going to spend it. The leadership of both of these, whether it's McCarthy or whoever in the House, he's still going to direct the same exact bills to go through that Nancy Pelosi was. We're still going to see the growth of government. We're going to see this. And no amount of fact checking from at GOP on Twitter is going to change my mind that that the both the Republicans and Democrats are both in favor of arguably an unlimited but step to it government. The
House is going to continue to be a rubber stamp for Republican and Democrat leadership. Individual members are not going to be allowed to submit anything to the floor for a vote unless they have gotten the approval of their party leadership, which means they have to raise ridiculous sums of money for their party's Republican or Democrat congressional committee to get their candidates elected and reelected. It's a giant cash grab. But Justin Amash, who used to be a Republican and then became a libertarian and then resigned from the or did not seek reelection, he talks about the fact that they would have these big parties where or dinners or whatever, where floor members would come up and go, "Mr. Speaker, I have raised, you know, however many millions of dollars for the NRCC." And lo and behold, their amendments and bills and so forth would get, allowed. They'd get allowed to go through the committee and then to go through for a floor vote. Nancy Pelosi did the same thing during her most recent tenure, and no doubt Kevin McCarthy or whoever ends up becoming the Speaker of the House under the Republicans will do the same thing. I believe there has not been an independent floor vote since 2014 or 2015 or something like that. Maybe 2017. I believe it started under Paul Ryan as Speaker, and it had been going down over time where there was less and less independent floor bills allowed. But it just reached the ultimate floor of zero under Paul Ryan, and under Ryan, under Pelosi, and now no doubt under McCarthy that will continue.
Yep. The trend gets worse for the people. It's incredibly frustrating to see the way that they've structured themselves there in the House and the Senate and how they do that. Another person that some people find favorably, of course, in the audience is Thomas Massie. And he had he was a part of a podcast. He was the podcast called The Swamp. And he discussed this at great length. You had to raise money to be on a committee, depending on how much you raise, depending on which committees you were allowed to go on to. And and so all of these things are pay to play. It's right in our face. It's there in the public's eye. And people go, but the Democrats, or but the Republicans. Yep. And it's like, you both are playing the same exact game.
They're both doing
are just making sure that as long as your pet projects are in there, you're willing to sign whatever omnibus bill comes to your desk or it comes up for a vote. You're willing to do all of these things at the behest of your party leadership rather than at the behest of the people you're supposed to be representing. This is the year, I think 2023 is the year that more eyes will hopefully be opened to. We need new choices. We need new opportunities to bring choice voting comes in as more, if we get score voting or what have you, that we can see a difference. And I think that organizations like You Are the Power, I'll even shout out like Grassroots Leadership Academy with Wayne Lester, coming out there and just talking about the truth of this all. People are more and more people are diving into YALCON. Of course, the Libertarian Party itself is the only party in 2020 that was raising membership numbers. Both the Republicans and Democrats were losing members, so the Libertarian Party was growing. We're seeing this shift, and it's just a matter of if we're able to grasp the opportunities before us. Are we going to sit around and wait, or are we going to take these, seize the day, make a change, and make a brighter future? I'm so excited to be working with you and to see a brighter future come today.
Well, and I appreciate you being a part of it. And folks, if your New Year's resolution is that you want to see a freer world, well, first of all, if it's not, make it that or add it to, if you're one of those people that has multiple
yeah, resolutions,
add that to it, right? Like at the very least, add it to it. Now that that's one of your New Year's resolutions, due to no compulsion from anyone else,
at all,
the best way you can do that, the best way that you can create a political environment that is friendly to liberty ideas is to create a cultural environment that is friendly to those ideas. And the best way to do that is to meet people where they are in their communities on the issues they care most about. And that's what we're doing every single day with You Are the Power. It's like most of them. the number drops as this continues, but yes, no, that's the work that we do with You Are the Power. We are meeting people where they are. We are helping people now. And we are using that as a conversation about how liberty works and how central planning, disrespect of people's autonomy and presumption of authority and all the terrible things that come with statism, how they don't work, or actually they do work as intended for the wealthy and powerful and well-heeled and well-connected and at the expense of everyone else. And that there is a better way. Yes, we do have a solution. Yes, we can win. And when we win, they win. You win too for a change. And that's what You Are the Power is all about. And I know this is going to come as a shock, but you can join us at youarethepower.net. Join us if for no other reason than Brian Lambrecht loves the results that You Are the Power gets. If you were on the fence about You Are the Power, I pray that this comment by Brian Lambrecht, that he, quote, loves the results of You Are the Power, let that be. You were looking for a sign. Can you bring that back up? You were looking for a sign, and the sign is right there. Brian Lambrecht has told you he did. Would you like to love the results of something? You too can love the results by going to youarethepower.net.
I was looking for somebody to comment that, and nobody's done it since you started saying it, but you guys know it. Youarethepower.net. You guys got to get over there, sign up for your membership. Love the results. You'll love what your body does in 60 days.
You're going to love it. I guarantee it.
But wait, there's more. Oh, yes. Sorry. Wrong commercial.
You'd think that an incredible value like this would cost $900 a month. But no, it doesn't even cost $500 a month. Thank you, Patricia. It doesn't even cost $250 a month. Why? It doesn't even cost $50 a month. And it doesn't even cost, I mean, if you want to give us $900 a month, then please do. But it doesn't cost us any of that. It costs us, I don't want to read that yet. It's free. You go to youarethepower.net and sign up for free. Whoever signed just sign up. Also, we are looking for a new Midwest regional organizer. Breaking news. Amos Webkowski has had to step down due to personal problems. And by that, I mean I have problems with him personally. And so
it was a hate crime. It wasn't a crime. But I hated it.
But I hated it. Yes. he committed a hate crime. And so as a result, we are looking for a new organizer. No, he's actually an incredible organizer. If you're in the Midwest, that's your organizer is Amos Webkowski. Amos. And but yeah, come join. You Are the Power. We'd love to have you. And you're going to love how it feels.
That just, no. But beyond that.
Okay. Now, moving past that.
This is libel. This is.
No, see, now you're actually lying.
Yes.
Actual lies.
Now we have to get rid of them. Now we have to. We can't have a George Santos II on this.
George Santoskowski. That's the if you're gonna love how it feels to replace Amos Webskowski as Midwest regional organizer when you join youarethepower.net.
But okay, so we're gonna wrap things up because it's been an hour and a half, and I appreciate everything you've done, Spike. But before I do that, I just want to let you guys know that if you guys are looking for some new people to follow as well. There's two people. Yes. So Spike just recently went on one Jeff Charles' show, which I'll let you describe how that went. And Donnie the Don on fantastic. Twitter.
Yes. What are the two... I don't even keep track of people's handles. Do you have their handles?
I don't have
Hold their on. Handles. No, I'm looking them up. So Jeff Charles, who's it's at Jeff on the right on Twitter.
Yep.
And then I think Donnie is Donnie the Don. Yeah. Donnie the Don underscore. Oh, come on. It's yep. D-O-N-I-T-H-E-D-O-N underscore. If you follow them, they're awesome. We've been we're kind of onboarding them onto You Are the Power as well. I was on Jeff Charles's show, A Fresh Perspective. And so these are both two former black conservatives. They're still black, but they're no longer conservatives. They're libertarians. Still black, though, oddly enough. And
Wait, so do you still black on... Republican?
I've never been about black Republican. That's a misnomer. But so I went on Jeff's show, and right off the bat, we ended racism and white supremacy by shouting into the sky, shaking our fists. And I delivered the final blow when I said, "Hey, white supremacy, I've got a sandwich for you. A knuckle sandwich."
There we go.
Yeah. So follow them on Twitter.
BC Cole said, "Done. Maybe upgrade later." If you're talking about your membership.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. You can sign up now for a free membership. If you like what you see, if you want to be more involved, you can get more involved. That doesn't cost anything. But if you like what you see and you'd like to contribute money to it, which I mean, we do need as much money as we can get. The more money we get, the more work we can do. If you decide that this is a good place to put your donations and contributions, not just your time, but your money as well, then you can always upgrade your membership whenever you want to. You can upgrade or downgrade as you wish. You're not locked into anything.
Yeah, no, and so definitely on that. But with those two, both fantastic individuals, Jeff, mm-hmm. Jeff Charles on the right and Donnie the Don, they're having some events coming up here soon. One's in April, yes. One's in June. I'm going to get you guys more details on that. I'm going to try to go to both of those. I don't know if Spike wants to go to those or not. We'll try
if
to
I see can, things. I will go. If I can,
we
I will go.
Try to. Yeah, we'll try to swindle him into it. We'll sabotage the schedule if we have to. But beyond that, we so look out for that as it comes up. I'm running over my phone charger cord right now. So I'm like, nope, there goes the phone. It's okay. So stay tuned for that, guys.
This is I told you to get rid of all of your internet capable devices, and you're doing it by just smashing them with your chair. So that whatever it takes.
Brian says you should call him afterwards. He's got great news for you. But beyond that, so stay tuned for that, guys. I'm going to give you guys more details about that, but that'd be another good, awesome experience. Come see me in person. I know in Ohio, we went to Columbus, Ohio. Spike was there. Yes. I was there. We got to meet a lot of incredible people there. We saw Lindy yeah. Shamrock from YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yep, here yep, she yep. is. We saw... There we go. We saw Jimmy Lee. Holy cow, I was blanking. We saw Jimmy Lee. We saw Chrissy Wiggers. I didn't even know
because we saw a lot of people. And you're like, we saw yeah. a lot of people. We saw.
Damn it. Yeah, we saw Amos was there. We saw we did see Amos. We saw Tom Pinkazoff Dwayne Lester was there. Dwayne Lester was there. Just incredible amount of people there. So this is not just an opportunity. Chrissy Wiggers was there? I said her already. Thanks for paying attention. It's okay. I see you over there. You're too busy making fun of me. It's fine. What else say, Jimmy Lee?
Did you really say? I did.
You're good. You're good. Because you were laughing about
listening.
Me.
I wasn't listening. Yeah. I wasn't listening.
But these are opportunities that you guys can not only see us, potentially Spike if he's there with the schedule. I will try to be there for one. It's going to be in Kentucky. One is going to be in Texas. But you get to meet so many other great people in the movement. You get to make those connections. If you guys have never been to a big event like this, it's such an incredible experience. You're going to remember this for the rest of your life. Yes, Amos was there. That was never in dispute. Yeah. Dwayne was making fun of me. Spike was making fun of me. Tom Pinkazoff was making fun of me. Everybody was making fun of me. So you guys can
maybe it's you. You know, maybe it's you. Maybe it's not us. Maybe it's a you problem. You ever think of that maybe it's your problem?
You know what? Let me scroll up here because I was skipping a couple comments. I was a couple comments right now.
Oh no. Don't punish me. Don't end our New Year's together like this. There we go.
But truth be told, right? You guys should come out to these things. I'm gonna get you guys as much details as possible. Try to come out. I would love to see you guys, meet you guys all in person. If I have already met you in person, I want to see you again. I love you guys. But I'll get you guys more details on that as it comes up. As we continue to see more events coming up, I will try to get you guys all the information as quickly as I can. But with that, Spike, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Thank you for giving me your insights on today and give me some non-answers for Andrew Tate. I'm going to have to see if that non-answer holds true.
Some non-committal. But, I don't care who this offends. Anyone who's guilty of a serious crime should be punished, and anyone who's not, and hear me out, shouldn't.
I love you, Spike.
Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.
Happy New Year to all of you in the viewership. Thank you guys so much for being here tonight. We love you. We thank you guys for being here. Hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah. I am looking forward to seeing you guys back here next year. I've got something in my eye now. Thanks, Spike. I'm going to blame him for this. But thank you guys so much for being a part of this. You guys have been an incredible blessing to us. When I do my list of gratitude, you guys are on that list all the time. Not because I'm lazy and can't think of new things, but because I am just that grateful for each and every one of you guys. I love you all. I appreciate you guys all. You guys stay in touch. Keep coming out. Keep supporting us. Keep loving us. You guys can go, of course, over to anchor.fm/muddywater/subscribe, and you can lean into the Muddied group. You can help support us on the Muddied side, where we are going to continue to build out this platform to make it bigger and better. As you guys can see, the layout tonight was a little bit different. We're going to StreamYard now, which is why you guys get to have your wonderful comments popping up. And you can always listen to the Anti-Politics podcast and stay hydrated. If I can quote them, they would say drink your water with a nice word in between there. But you guys have an incredible new year. Make sure you guys uphold those resolutions at least until I see you guys back here on January 6th, Friday, January 6th. We've got a double header. It's going to be an incredible night. We've got one issue that we're going to be talking about here in South Carolina and another one where we're going to be talking about being healthy. A great way to start your year, starting off with a good healthy kick. I'm excited to have Kyle coming on the show. We're going to be talking about getting his path to getting healthy and how you guys could take that to yourselves. I'm so excited for next year. Next year is going to be an incredible year. I love you all. I appreciate you guys all. Be good. Be well. I'll see you guys back here next year. See you soon.